Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much to everybody that came out yesterday to the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk down there at the lakefront. What a beautiful morning. A day of community. It really restores your hope and faith in humanity.
Absolutely.
To see that many people that could have been anywhere else in the world, but they chose to be there together, to walk and show support for those battling breast cancer. And with the Odyssey All-Stars, you can still make an impact and donate right now at 991themix.com and help for research, help pay for women to get Uber rides, to get to their mammograms, cover costs from those medical bills. And yesterday when we were chatting with a lot of our Mix listeners, we caught up with Melissa. Melissa is a survivor. She is a warrior. She has just finished a triathlon with Team Phoenix. Incredibly inspiring. And when we were talking with her about her story, she mentioned that having these conversations on the radio essentially helped save her life, because we've been sharing a lot about our personal experience. And for my family, we've had several diagnoses of breast cancer, unfortunately.
You've been very open about it, yes.
And absolutely. Now we carry this BRCA2 gene mutation we discovered, which is when I went through the preventative surgeries with the bilateral mastectomy. And she was listening to that conversation.
So I actually had heard about your journey, and so I checked. I was, you know, you got to check those things. And I found a lump actually in my armpit. So I was like, okay, what do I do? And called my doctor. My doctor set me up with an appointment. And turns out it was breast cancer that had spread to my lymph nodes. And so, yeah, just got started that way.
There you go.
And that is ultimately when we talk about these kinds of topics like breast cancer and being an advocate and taking care of your health. It really means a lot to know that even one person could have heard that conversation, like Melissa being
did.
That
exactly.
person and saying, you know what, I should do a self breast exam when, you know, maybe you haven't done it every month, and I should do that because you want to do it every month so you know what your normal looks like. So you can recognize if something is abnormal and then talk to your doctors. But if you have dense breasts, getting those breast MRI, getting your mammograms, it is so important. And early detection is life-saving.
And don't ignore your body. Your body is your body. You know what's going on with your body, like Melissa said. And I was thinking as she was saying that, I've heard women say, you know, like you were just saying, Elizabeth, do that self-breast exam. And then, oh, what's this? She felt it in her armpit. Didn't even realize it at the time. So if you're checking yourself out, which you got to do, ladies and men too, really, you go, wait a minute, this hasn't been here. Best thing they could say is, okay, well, that's nothing. We checked it. Yeah. Or you've caught it in time. Boom. Let's get some treatment right away.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And this was Melissa's advice for someone who is embarking on a breast cancer journey.
I would say don't give up. You are going to have bad days, but you've got to have your support system. Even just one person can make a difference. And find that person that is just going to be there for you. You know, you have bad days, but you also have good days. And you need to cherish those good days to remember on those bad days.
It's tough, but focus on the good days is what Melissa said.
So as a group, we're all kind of doing this walk to, you know, this is something we all have been through. So why not be with a bigger group that have been through it? And I know this sounds silly, but, you know, you listen to you in the morning and so you become a friend. And so it was like, okay, she's been through the journey. So let's reach out and figure out what I need to do.
There you go.
And that's just it. If you are looking for resources, look, people helped me before my surgery, mm-hmm. and it's all about paying it forward and being there for one another, especially during a difficult time. And so I put together this whole Word document, Google Docs spreadsheet of information about every pillow that I used, what I did for nausea, how I was able to sleep well at night, and what those sheets were, what the blankets were, mm-hmm. what the slippers were, what the shirts were, what the pajamas were, all these little things that helped get through that time. If I could pay it forward and be any kind of resource for any of you, please reach out. I would do that in a heartbeat, no problems asked. And did that for Melissa. And so great to hear that she's on the other side of it. And now looking at her life through a different lens, but having so much more gratitude because she was able to get through it. And that's what the More Than Pink Walk is. It is more than just wearing pink. It's about coming together and showing support and remembering and having hope and gratitude. And we just want to thank Melissa for opening up and telling us a little bit more about what her situation and her journey was like. But we also want to thank you for being there yesterday. Hopefully you'll join us for the next one. You can still make a difference. You can still donate. 991themix.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.